For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. We've all been there. Perhaps we've been in traffic and somebody has their head down at a green light because they're looking at their cell phone. Or perhaps we've been looking at our cell phone and walked right out in front of traffic. As someone who spends a great deal of time on a university campus, I'm talking bike, scooter, and pedestrian safety today with UK Police Chief Joe Monroe. So I wanted to ask you just a little bit about pedestrian safety, bicycle safety, and motorists on campus. And I know we're going to talk about scooters as well. Can you tell us what is going on campus right now, and what can people be doing to make this a safer environment?
Well, as the university has grown exponentially over the last couple years, one of the things that we're seeing is a growing problem in pedestrian safety as well as bicycle safety and scooter safety. So we're going to concentrate on that a lot over this next school year. One of the things that about pedestrian safety is that we're seeing is a lot of these individuals are just stepping out into traffic. They're not using crosswalks. You know, cars are legally supposed to stop at a crosswalk when a pedestrian is in the crosswalk. That doesn't always happen. And one of the things that we're doing is really targeting those drivers who failed to stop and yield to a pedestrian in the crosswalk. The next thing is that as that pedestrian steps out into traffic, they need to make sure they're being aware of that traffic because some people may not stop. One of the tips that we recommend is make eye contact if you can with that driver so you know if they're going to stop pretty much or not. Then the next thing is bicyclists. With bicyclists, in a campus environment, you see a lot of bicyclists going pretty much all over campus. So one of the issues we're seeing now is pedestrians versus bicyclist accidents. With that has caused a lot of injuries. So one of the things that we're concentrating on also is making sure that bicyclists also know what their rules and responsibilities of the road are. And with that, traveling the bike lanes the right direction. A lot of times you're seeing bicyclists go the wrong direction in a bike lane because it's the shortest route. Or they're cutting across streets, inappropriately. And all those lead to the risky behavior to accidents. So that's another area that we're concentrating on as well.
In case you're just joining us, I'm talking today with University of Kentucky Police Chief Joe Monroe about bike, scooter, and pedestrian safety. One of the things, and my daughter, who's a graduate student here at UK, accuses me of being a cranky old man about this, but one of the things I see every day just walking across campus from the Med Center to here is distracted walking, distracted driving, and distracted bicycling even. It sort of makes me cringe a little bit when I see somebody on a bike texting, but it just seems to be rampant.
You're exactly right, Greg. And one of the things that this country has seen and it's probably looks back at the DUI, is the fact that distracted driving now is worse probably than a DUI because it's more prevalent. More and more people now are texting while driving or even riding bikes or scooters and even walking. So a lot of times you'll see students walking around campus or even staff members that will be texting while they're walking and not pay attention to what they're doing. And we've seen them walk into poles. We've seen them walk into the side of cars. And then cause accidents with vehicles as well as bicyclists. So that inattention is a big problem.
Yeah, I think that's something that I know the American Academy of Orthopedics has even come out with public service announcements asking people to engage in a little bit of probably what a law enforcement officer would call situational awareness, just mm-hmm. know where you are and what's going on and what's happening around you.
Exactly.
And you had mentioned to me a little bit about scooters and some issues there.
Well, one of the issues that we're seeing on campus over the last year is a explosion, so to speak, in the number of scooters on campus. And, in today's society, scooters have become, more high-tech and more affordable. So you're seeing more and more students on these scooters instead of bikes. And their position is they're riding these scooters like they were bikes. They're traveling in bike lanes, they're traveling on sidewalks. All these areas that they're not allowed by state law to do. So what you're seeing is a lot of accidents starting to happen with pedestrians and scooters and scooters and bicyclists that are traveling in a bike lane. So we're getting ready to roll out a campaign with Parking Transportation and UK Public Relations that we're going to be targeting an educational program as well as an enforcement program dealing with scooter behavior and operations. So with that, we're going to make sure that, one, everybody knows what the rules are for scooter operation on campus, as well as making sure that they understand where they can park. They can't park at a bike rack. They're not designed for scooters. So we'll make sure that they know where that is, as well as enforcing these laws.
And will that start out with warnings or go straight to ticketing, that type of thing?
We did a pilot program last spring where we issued warnings with the same, you know, education campaign, and it didn't work. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll be flat honest, the warnings didn't work. Mm-hmm. So we're going straight to enforcement after education.
Is there anything I haven't asked you about, Chief, that you would want to get out there and want students, staff, and faculty to know about?
Be patient. You know, traffic is very congested around the university, and sometimes you have people who step out in front of cars. So it's just important for a driver to pay attention to what's going on and go at a slower speed, as well as the pedestrians and bicyclists to pay attention. So, you know, we encourage everybody to take some time, be patient, give yourself that extra cushion if you're going to work or going to class. So you're not running and rushing to get in there and not paying attention.
The bottom line, what Chief Monroe has shared with us applies not only to campuses, but these safety tips and rules apply to all public spaces. As always, for more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.